Amen. The Bible said the child Samuel, what a name, Samuel. Amen. The word Samuel means heard of God. Ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no vision. Amen. No vision in them days. It looks like to me that it was a dark day in Israel at that time. And they needed something from God. Amen. We need something from God now. Yeah, we're living in. We need a word from the Lord. Thank God they said that Jeremiah, is there a word from the Lord? And he said, there he is. It wasn't what they wanted to hear, but it was a word from the Lord. It was the day of Eli's priesthood. Thank God, Eli, my friend. Thank God, was a backslidden priest. He wasn't right with God. He wasn't willing to do what God said. And thank God, God had one come up by the name of Samuel. Amen. You, Logan, preached on it. How that Hannah begged God for a boy, and God gave Hannah, thank God, Samuel, and Samuel, thank God, became the voice of God on earth at that time. When Samuel was a child, she went and offered him up, lent him back to God, and he was in the temple, amen, and he slept in the temple, amen. He opened the doors of the temple, and God, I want to tell you this morning, it's a good place to bring your children into the house of God. I feel bad for children that know nothing about God, know nothing about Jesus, and they're not brought up in that way. But I'm glad, thank God, for your children in the house of God this morning. I'm thankful they could come to Sunday school. I'm thankful they could be in the house of God. But I'll tell you this, friend, thank God, when Hannah prayed and God touched her and gave her a boy, she said he'll be God's. Amen. And we know after he was weaned, he brought her, thank God, to the temple. We know, my friend, that she led him back to God. Amen. I'm telling you, you want your children, thank God, to be used of God. Lead them back to God. Amen. He lent him. Amen. The only time I find lent in the Bible, amen, it's when she lent him. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you, that God, amen, wants you to give your children unto God today. Amen. Thank God, be the best you can, but let God work in their heart, and let God bring them in. Amen. She prayed him in. She said, for this child I prayed, and she did, brethren. And the best thing you do for your youngins, thank God, is not buy them everything they want, is to pray for them. Amen. That's right, thank God. And so we find here in the text, it was no open vision. There was no revelation. There was no open word. Amen. That's why the Bible said the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That word precious means it's valuable. We need to hear it. But there wasn't a word. And you take Eli and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They were sons of Belial. And they was doing, my friend, using their daddy's office to fulfill their lust and fulfill their wants within a setting in the temple. They stole from the offerings. Amen. They lay with the women. My friend, they was abhorred in the eyes of God. Amen. But this is what it says about Samuel. About Eli. It said he restrained them not. He did not restrain them. Amen. From doing what they was doing. And I feel that that day we're in now. Amen. There's not much restraint. Amen. Put on by the daddy of the home. Thank God, the preacher ought to have some too. Amen. But I'm telling you this. Thank God, Eli, my friend. Thank God, was blind, dim in eyes. Amen. In his last days. Amen. We know that he died. Thank God, fell off a stool and broke his neck. Amen. And he heard the news that, thank God, the ark had been stole. And the ark, my friend, was gone. And they said the glory had departed. And that's why she named the child Ichabod, because the glory had departed from Israel. Israel because it had been stole of the ark of God. Amen. But I'm thankful this morning that you still can have some glory. Amen. You can have, thank God, the Holy Ghost and the divine presence of God in your heart and in your life. Amen. If you'll let him in. It's up to you. I'll tell you that. Now, God does it sometime in a rush, like on Pentecost. We ain't gonna have another Pentecost. But he does come in like a rushing mighty wind. I got in a service and help us. But sometimes it's up to you and me to open the window of our heart and say, God, I need some glory in my soul. Amen. I desire, what the psalmist pray, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, thank God, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. I'm telling you this morning. Thank God, friend, are you listening? Amen. Listen. We need a word from God today. Amen. That's right. Now, Samuel, I take Samuel here in the scripture. Samuel was, if you read his life, he was used of God in a mighty way. He was used. You go back through that scripture in 1 Samuel 1 and go down the line, you'll see Samuel's life and how God used Samuel. Amen. But he was lent to God. Amen. Amen. I thought about these little girls and boys in the church. There's no telling what God might would do with them. Amen. That's just a start, praise God. Amen. When they're knee high, amen, brought to the house of God, taught the things of God, taught the word of God. Amen. Taught them things. That's the sowing the seed. In their heart, sitting under preaching. They might not understand everything I say, but they're seeing it, amen. And they are hearing it. And it will affect them when God brings forth the fruit of what's been sown in their heart. God will do that. And I'm telling you this morning, friend, ain't God not all of you seeking God in this hour? I know that. But I want to tell you this. Here's the place of hope in Jesus Christ. The hope we have is in Him. Hey, God, I'm glad for that. I thought about this morning, praise God. They just talk about encouraging yourself. And I thought about we encourage ourselves that we have hope, amen. That there is hope. Hope's always future. It's expectation, it's belief at what God might do. Amen. Don't lose hope. That's what he said, the foundations be destroyed. What shall the righteous do? He said, if that foundation of hope is destroyed, amen, what can I do? I have no expectation. I have no hope if I can't hope now in God. In the hard time, in the hardship, and things you don't understand, and things you're going through, I'm glad, thank God, I tell you there's hope, amen. Thank God there's hope this morning. Israel looked awful dark. I mean, here's the Eli backslidden priest. Amen. Wouldn't restrain his own children. Amen. Going through all this. And I find God had something set up. Amen. God's got something set up you can't see sometimes. But it's going to come to pass in the time of God. Amen. Thank God I look back at this thing. Amen. I was a 29-year-old boy when I come here. Amen. And I didn't know a whole lot, but I knew what I knew. And I believe what I knew. Amen. And I preached it. And God, amen, they seem to use it. And I told y'all, and y'all know this if you was with me then, that I was pretty rough. Amen. I was rough around the edge. And I mean, thank God I preached on everything that I could think of. Amen. Y'all stood with me. I thank God for that. Amen. Brother Maurice told me, he said, that man that stood here for 6 months, he said, if he hadn't been the bridge to get you, amen, I don't know if that'd have took all that. Amen. But he said, I'm glad you're here. Amen. And I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, that man was one of the best Christian men I knew. In his spirit, now in his spirit, he knew how to handle the Bible too. And he is a blessing. Amen. But the thing of it is, you just have to learn. Now, the problem with Eli, he wouldn't say nothing. Amen. But Samuel would. Amen. I don't know how Samuel was. He might have been 11 years old, 12 years old. Amen. That night he laid down the temple. And God said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel had never heard the voice. Samuel didn't know the Lord at the time by revelation. Amen. But Samuel, thank God, went to Eli and said, what you want? And he said, well, I wasn't calling you. I think the second time it happened again. And then, thank God, after a little while, Eli woke up to the fact that God's talking to you. Amen. And so he said, hey, when God says it again, he says, speak, Lord, for thy servant
heareth. And he did speak. Amen. Amen. And God says, I got a message for you. Amen. Hey, I got, we need a message. Amen. And he said, I got something I want you to tell them. Amen. Amen. He went and told them what he was going to do and how he's going to judge the house of Eli. And Israel would face judgment too because of Eli. And listen to me. You can say what you want to, but God uses a man in a place. And the thing of it is, it don't matter whether it's in the home. It don't matter whether it's in the pulpit. It don't matter whether it's in the president. It don't matter where it's at. When a man's in authority, that's God's channel to do what he wants to do. Now, it can be a bad one or a good one. Amen. That's right. God give Israel bad kings to fulfill his purposes. Amen. God did, son. He set them things up and he set them down. Amen. That's right, son. He humbled some of them. Amen. Oh, Manasseh, son. He was against God and God humbled him. Amen. That's right. Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. God made him eat grass like oxen. Amen. I tell you, he showed him, thank God, when the Hebrews walked out without the smell of smoke or a singed hair. He said, they ain't no God like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He know that, friend. I'm just telling you this. There's something about that, and I'm telling you. When he told Samuel, thank God, he said, Samuel, he said, this is what's going to happen. Amen. And isn't it something that he told Samuel the whole message? Thank God, my friend, listen. Thank God Samuel had the message. But he was scared to death to give it. Amen. I mean, you got to think about this. He's a young boy. A young boy. He's scared to death. And what was the first thing Eli said? What did God tell you last night? What did God tell you? He said, I tell you. He was scared. He said, he told him everything. He said, he used that word whit. I told him every whit. That means I covered every base. Amen. And I told him what God said, and this is what Eli said. He had enough sense to believe it. He said, well, whatever seemed good to God. Amen. Amen. He didn't have nothing else to say. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, listen, when you got humility like a child within you giving the truth out, amen, when you can weep when you give it out, when you have humility in your heart when you give it out, it'll cause somebody to say, that's what God said. And that's what God did say. Amen. That's right. That's right. Thank God the call of God's got to be. He called him by name. He knew him, thank God, before he knew him. Amen. Thank God for that. And I'm saying this morning, friend, thank God God's got a call on your life. Amen. What he gives you, thank God, go with it. You say, what am I going to do if I don't get no word? Thank God, ask him for one. Amen. And we know the record of this text. Amen. Samuel, thank God, it said in the latter part of that chapter, the word of the Lord was revealed unto him. And God revealed to Samuel, amen, who he was. Amen. Even though Samuel was called a servant, even though Samuel heard the word of God, that was a place that he had to have a personal revelation or personal understanding of this God that spoke to him, of the God of Israel, of the God of Isaac. Amen. Jacob. Amen. Thank God. And friend, I'm telling you this. It's God this morning has to speak. If God don't speak, I want to ask you this morning, have you got a word from God? Amen. Has he come to you and spoke to you? Has the Holy Ghost ever dealt with your heart about your soul and told you exactly your standing? Has the Holy Ghost ever told you you was lost? Has the Holy Ghost ever told you you're saved? It'll take the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God to tell you within, for the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and we are, thank God, that witness is on the inside, and it's God that tells us, and if he don't tell us, we don't know it. It's the Holy Ghost that bears witness with the gospel. Amen. That's right. Watch, listen to that verse he read this morning. Jesus said, Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? And see, I'm going to tell you, friend, the kingdom of God's not in flesh. The kingdom of God's in spirit. In fact, Jesus told me, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Somebody said, where's the kingdom of God? It's within you. Amen. Because the king's in you. Amen. And you got to have the king in you and have the kingdom of God in you. And the kingdom of God changes things. And he said, whoever doeth the will of the Father. Amen. Now, I'm in that do business. I want to know what the will of God is. And hey, listen, can I give you my heart this morning about the will of God? The will of God, my friend, is walking in the spirit. walking in the power, walking in my Holy Ghost. That's where it's at. It's in God. There's nothing impossible with God. He looked at a rich boy one time that bowed before him, and he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" Amen. And Jesus said, "Keep the commandments." And he said, "I've kept them from my youth up." Amen. He said, "One thing thou lackest." Amen. "Sell what you have and give to the poor, and come follow me." Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. I mean, Lord, all I do to get eternal life is to give all that I got. Amen. To the poor people, sell it and give to the poor people and follow after you. Is that all that I have to do? And he walked away sorrowful. And this is what Jesus said. The disciples come to him and they said, "Lord, who then can be saved? Who can be saved?" And Jesus didn't bat an eye and said, "With men it's impossible." He said, "It's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man into the kingdom." And I want to take that literal. I take it literal. There's impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And it's impossible for a rich man, he said, to give up his goods. Amen. Unless he, thank God, looks to me to help him do it. Amen. Because mercy comes from me. Thank God, grace comes from me, Jesus says. And the thing of it is, amen, listen. Thank God, we built all these big buildings today. Amen. We got all these extravagant things. Amen. But the church is dead, friend. You go in the majority of churches, that's got all these cathedrals and all these big buildings. It ain't no God in it. It's just a show. God never intended the church, amen, to not, amen, have the word going. Amen. How the word's where it's at. It's his word. It's the word of God. Hey, friend, it ain't about how big the building is, how luxurious it is. Ain't got a rich man fared sumptuously, but he went to hell. Ain't got it. Ain't about what money you got and what future you got and the riches you have. It's about him. Amen. That's right. God have mercy. I told my wife, I said, "Can I tell you something?" I told her the other day, I said, it don't work. We've built all these big buildings everywhere and everybody's got the mindset, that's the church. It ain't the church. The church ain't the building. I'm glad for this building. I'm glad for this floor. Thank God for these brothers. And Brother Robert, thank God the work and they brothers did. But I'm telling you this morning, amen, fire can destroy this by night. But it can't destroy the church. Amen. It don't care what Biden does or anybody else. It can't destroy the church. Amen. They might shut the doors and the law might say you can't come in. They can't separate us from the love of Christ. They can't separate us from the church. We are the church. Wherever we're at, we're the church. Thank God, I'm glad for that. I'm glad the church. Thank God, my friend, the living God. It's not the building, it's the Holy God of heaven. Our children, amen. Thank God. I come a little low this morning. Thank God, I feel like flying. Amen. See what's happening in this day and time. People's mindset, where do you go to church? That's the wrong mindset. That's why they don't get no word from God. Amen. He's the same God we worship at the house. Amen. It don't matter. Listen, friend, we're the church. The body's the church. It is an assembly. It's an assembly. That means it's more than one. Amen. There's an assembly of believers. In fact, forsake not the assembly. The assembly's not the building. Amen. The assembly is the people. Forsake not the assembly, assembling together, assembling to the assembly. Amen. Don't forsake the assembly. Thank God, I'm in the assembly. Amen. You're in the assembly, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. I lack truth, thank God, and I know the truth will make a man free. Amen. I told my wife it's impossible to give to a natural man Holy Spirit truth that he'll just understand because I intellectually or factually give it to him. It's got to be the word of faith we preach and the Holy Spirit communicate it to the individual heart to draw you to salvation in God. For he had an individual time for you to get saved. And that's the workings of God. Amen. And it was the word of faith. It wasn't whether you understood it. It was what God showed you in your own heart, what you were and who you were and who he is and what he can do for a sinner that's lost, undone, going to hell without God. That's a blessing. Amen. I'm glad to think I don't understand it. Somebody said, tell me, I understand. I can't. Amen. Like the old preacher said, ain't God, I can't tell you. Amen. Ain't God, how black cow can drink white milk and green. I mean, thank God, live my friend in green grass and eat it. A black cow and get white milk. I can't understand that. It's just a process. I don't know what to go when I cut that light on. But going back to the root, how the light came on. But it did. Amen. There's a lot of things I don't know and don't understand. Amen. What Solomon say? There was things he didn't understand. And one of them was what? A man with a maid. Amen. And all I can say is God put it in you. Amen. Ain't God, that day that you looked at her and fell in love. Amen. And love got a hold of you. Amen. And love got a hold of me. Amen. Ain't God, I like to churn that way. Amen. Love got a hold of me. And Simon said, I can't figure out the man and the maid. Amen. He said, I can't understand the servant in the sky. I don't know about all that. Amen. A bird in the sky, I can't understand that. That eagle in the sky, I can't understand that. Amen. Serpent on the rock. There's a lot of things in life. Hey, you know what Solomon said? He said, much study is weariness to the flesh. He ain't talking about studying the Bible. He's talking about studying life. Everything he saw under the sun, he said, I'm studying that, man. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it'd be good to study. Amen. That's right, Brother Milby. He told me one time, he said, I like to study people. That's what he told me. I said, amen. I can tell that. Praise God. Amen. But I'm just saying this morning, amen, there had to be a word from God. Samuel had a word from God. Amen. Thank God. I remember when Saul was king. Amen. Samuel told him like it was. He said, you're supposed to go there and kill all them Amalekites. He didn't do it. Thank God. Samuel wasn't just a voice. He was a man. Amen. And he took the sword. Thank God. And hewed Agag. Amen. That's killed some people. And said, why would the God of an Old Testament kill people? Fulfill his will. Now the New Testament's different. Thank God he ain't trying to kill. He come to save. Amen. Remember that? Remember they said, Lord, you want us to pray down fire and have them kill these people like Elijah did. He said, you don't know what a spirit you are of. He said, the Son of Man didn't come to destroy Elijah, come to save them. Amen. But he had a word from the Lord. Amen. He took that sword. Thank God he hewed that crowd up. Amen. He heard them. Thank God sheep bleating in his ears. He heard them things that he wouldn't take. Amen. I'm telling you about everybody in the church house has got an Agag in the closet. Amen. That means it's something that we know we ought to cut up, but we can't get rid of it. Amen. It's just too valuable to our own flesh. Amen. He was the king, Agag. He kept not only an oxen, he kept a choice oxen. He kept everything that looked good. Amen. That's right, friend. Are you listening? Thank God, I'm telling you, that's what we'll do. Amen. We won't cut up them things that we know that we still like to hang on to. Right. And we can cut up the vile things. But them things that look good, son, we can cut them up. I tell you what Samuel did, son. He took the sword and cut them up. He cut them up. Thank God he cut them up. Amen. The word of the Lord's precious in that day. Oh, God, give us a word. Amen. God, give the preacher a word. Hey, God, give the daddy a word. Oh, God, give a word. And the mama, thank God, while she's washing the dishes. Give a word to the youngins. Amen. Thank God, this is Sunday school. Give them a word, Lord. That's the word. It's the word of faith. We preach. Here's the whole thing. I'm going to tell you something I'm through. The word of faith has to be believed. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. And I know some people wouldn't tell you this. And this ain't no name and claim it. This is God's gospel truth. If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Jesus said, when you pray, believe. And you shall have it. And now I'm going to tell you what. Listen, can I give you this? I don't know. I've never studied much on the mind, but I do know this. How you think is how you act. And here's the thing. You'll say, God, I'm going to believe you on this because I want to receive what I'm believing. Amen. Here's the thing, you got to believe before you see it. You don't see it, believe it, you believe and see it. Here's what happens. We listen to something or listen to somebody, and doubt sinks in, and before you know it, what you believe, you don't believe. See, all this stuff is going on in the world today. I've tried my best not to watch the news, listen to the news. I have some. And sure enough, as soon as I start to get above it, I'll hear something that tries to bring me back down. Now, the only way that you're going to get above is hear a word from the God of heaven and believe him. Amen. Listen, friend, Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. If Jesus said my kingdom's not in the world, why in the world ain't God we so caught up in a kingdom that wasn't his? Do I believe God can heal anybody? Yes, I do. If it's his perfect will to touch their body at the moment, I believe he can. I pray in my own body. I said, Lord God, I plead the blood of Christ over my body. I plead the blood. Run the devils away. Run the disease away. Amen. I know it sounds charismatic. Say what you want to. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, the power of God and the blood of Christ. Amen. They overcame him by the word of their testimony, the blood of the Lamb. And it's still so. Amen. There are some things I'm going to have to go through in this life for the purposes of God. I know that. There's physical suffering in this life. Mental suffering in this life. Mental suffering brings physical suffering. It's all kind of sufferings. What's the key, Preacher Height? The key is, thank God, faith, the word of faith, and believe in God. Amen. That's why he said the word of faith we preach. Amen. It's a preached word. It's a preached word. You might not hear it from me, but you will hear the preached word from the Holy Ghost in your heart through the word of God when you read it. Amen. Something you read. When he say, bring all things to my remembrance? Whatsoever I've commanded you. Amen. If you're lost this morning without God Almighty, the only way you'll get saved is you believe God. Amen. If you're looking for a feeling, some people say, I'm just waiting on that feeling. What feeling you need? You don't even know what a feeling is. Amen. Now, if you get under deep conviction, you'll know. You know God's dove into your heart and soul. But brother, I'm going to tell you this. How is the bare word of God? It's what God says in the word when you read it as his child. If God gives you a promise, can you not look at it and say, by the help of God, Lord, I want that. And believe God to do it for you. And in time, see it come to pass. It was a dark day, friend. Dark day. You know what's going to get us through this dark day? The word from the Lord. Amen. Samuel got the word from the Lord. Amen. You want help from God this morning, I'm telling you what, it's in the word of God. You say, what is the word of God? What he said. Amen. What he said and who Jesus Christ is, he is the word. Amen. The word's where the power is. Amen. That's why you need to preach word. That's why you need to read the word. That's why you need to meditate on the word. Amen. Listen to the word more than you do, thank God, anything else. That's right. That's where the power is. Amen. It's precious in that day. What, no open vision? What you going to do when there ain't no open vision? You standing still, you get one. Amen. Thank God. Raise your children, nurse your admonition of the Lord. Holy Spirit knows what to do. And bringing them to Christ. Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the word of God.